I hope you can all hear me. Thank you. So I actually, I'm sorry for that. I didn't realize I have to, in what format the CV should be in. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. But I actually have a very mixed background. So I have a bachelor's in applied chemistry, and I have a master's in theoretical chemistry and computational modeling, and then I have another master's in computational modeling and simulation. And I decided to go more in the computing direction and less in the sort of applications directions, just because my interests changed over time. And so I just started also working 1 month ago as a lecturer at a private college, and they also started 1 month ago, so I hope it goes well for them. So I started working on this project very recently, and I don't really have much results to share with you, but I can share the main idea and how we've started and where we're sort of heading towards, and what the end goal and what the sort of like what the idea behind it is. So I'm going to talk about cloud computing for the study of targeted drug delivery systems. So there are two things that I want to talk about today, and the first is what was the motivation, and then how we want to design the approach of the solution. So I want to discuss the benefits of cloud computing and also the use cases for cloud computing in targeted drug delivery. And then I also want to give you an idea of how we're setting up the cluster and what questions we want to answer with that. So there's been a lot of discussion recently about cloud computing and high-performance computing, and we had some discussions about that earlier this morning as well. I think at this point it's clear that cloud computing cannot substitute traditional high-performance computing systems. There's really a need. But there are certain benefits. There are certain beneficial aspects of cloud computing that can be very useful, especially for use cases like targeted drug design in a general sense. So in a general sense, with cloud computing, of course, we get elastic, elasticity. So if we use it for example, creating hybrid distributed architectures, we have a situation where we have the on-site, like on-premise architecture, but then in times of peak needs, we can increase resources that are available for researchers. And I'm sure everyone here has experienced there's a part in the year where everyone is submitting jobs, and so that it's in these times it could be really useful if we could substitute. And then also there are smaller research groups that can't afford to maintain an entire on-premise cluster and don't even need it. So in this case, cloud computing is useful as well. And then for situations like targeted drug delivery, we can design specific solutions that are specifically designed to be used for targeted drug delivery. There are several things here. For example, you know, because we have a wide scale of we have a wide range of scales in the systems that we're studying and the models that we're studying, and we also have different codes coming from different groups, from different researchers. If we can create a cloud platform where different codes for different scales, if we can create a platform where we can bring all these things together, then it could be something very useful and very powerful. And then also, you know, there's always the benefit of we're providing a user-facing front end, and in particularly we're allowing data storage and sharing. So if we can create a platform where users can, as they're working, can store their data, or they can archive older data from previously, and then that can be shared, it can be very useful in situations like this. Just the basic example is for docking simulations, where you can create a large library of proteins and ligands, but there are many other cases where you can store solvent interactions with proteins. and many other things at every scale that you're studying. You can store quantum mechanics data, energies, structures that you can later use for optimizing custom force fields, many different kinds of information that can be shared. So the way that we are going about designing this cloud computing solution is, okay, so first of all, so there are two things that we want to look into, but the first is we just want to see how we can how we can perform these calculations in a cloud environment. So we're just starting very basic, four virtual machines, four processors, 4 gigabytes of RAM, very basic models, very basic mathematical models, very basic computational models. And we want to write the codes, parallelize them ourselves, and see how we can get better performance. So we are using the Finke Cloud, which is, I think it's also located at Finke. And it's deployed through OpenStack, which is a set of open source software components for cloud computing. And we're using the Nova Compute services for compute, and we're using Neutron for the networking. We want to structure it in a way where, by the way, I have to say this, I am now reconsidering, this is what I wrote in the proposal, because I don't want the login node to be doing computations. And so with these resources, which I already got, I would probably redo it to have 4 compute nodes with 2 processors and just 1 login node where the scheduling happens and the users can log in with SSH. And here you have, first of all, you have security issues if you design it differently. So you want to have 1 login, one login VM, and also you want to emulate a cluster. So in a cluster, you're not logging into every node. You're logging from one place, and then that distributes the computation. So we will have 1 parent VM that is also performing the scheduling of the tasks that users can log into. But I think the resources will be. I'll think of a way to evenly distribute these resources. I think, in hindsight, now that I started building it, I think maybe this was actually not ideal. So this is how we are sort of setting this up. What are the sort of the questions that we want to answer with this, and what do we want to see, and what do we want to study? So the first thing is performance, and that's really the main thing. So we want to see how. So we know that cloud resources suffer from overhead of computing power and lower networking speeds due to virtualization, and this has been mentioned by many authors, but this is not a reason to discard cloud computing for scientific computing. So we want to think of ways that we can go beyond this. So how can we modify the computational chemistry algorithms and implementations for cloud computing, and how can we actually write the codes from those algorithms? So sometimes we can also maybe in the writing of the code we can make it more efficient. So one of the main problems is that in computational chemistry we have problems that are intrinsically parallel, that like we call embarrassingly parallel, and they're very easily parallelizable and they perform very well on cloud. But then we have problems like atomic orbitals. We have problems like the forces in molecular dynamics simulations that are intrinsically granular. And so how can we adapt these problems for how can we solve these problems using cloud computing? So we want to look into the algorithms and see if there are ways to make them more efficient for the case of cloud computing, where we lose more in efficiency as we increase the granularity of the problem, because we're losing because we have much slower network speeds and much slower communication. So we want to think of ways to make these to produce algorithms and to write the code for these problems to perform better on cloud computing. Another way that we can approach this is we can try to distribute the computing in a way to limit processor inactivity. So maybe we can try to use some hyper-threading approaches make sure that we don't have any idle processors sitting around and we're using the resources more effectively. We can use smart scheduling algorithms for cases where we have hybrid architectures. So we have problems that we know that are more intrinsically granular, and we have problems that we know that are more naturally parallel. So then we can write scheduling algorithms that will decide whether a computation would be efficiently solved on cloud computing, or it's best to just submit that job to the cluster part of the architecture. So these are all the questions that we want to answer, but we want to start very small with very small systems and very simple models, because we want to look at what happens at the lower level in the hardware. And then further along, as we develop this, we can look into other aspects of how we want to solve this issue. So we want to design databases for archiving the data. We have many different kinds of data that we may want to store. We may want to store structures, energies, from different types of calculations, interactions between structures, more complex systems. There are many different things that we may want to store, and it's good to have this information in a database and have it retrievable. But then we have to think about how do we want to design these databases, how do we want to access the data, and how do we want to allow people to reuse this data in the future. And we want to think about what's an efficient user-facing front end. So what do we want to allow users to do? Do we want to allow them to just submit jobs, write an input file, upload the input file, submit the job by clicking the button, or do we want to give them an easier way of doing the same thing? And there are many ways in which the users can interact with the front end, and we can integrate many more complex things in it and create a more sort of, we can implement mechanisms for searching and retrieving the data efficiently and accurately. And so we can, this can help us create a more sort of wholesome platform that can be used as a whole for research in targeted drug design. And I think that's my last slide, but I actually wanted to say one more thing and I just lost my thought.
It's okay. We can find it in the question.
Yeah, maybe we can find it in the questions.
Thank you very much, Elena. Are there any questions? Yes, thank you. I actually have a question. You didn't tell us what kind of data you will have in this approach for the drug delivery system.
I'm not sure whether I should do some like sample calculations myself and generate the data myself, or I should search for information elsewhere. But in any case, we have to think of all the different scales. We can store from results from quantum calculations. We can store results from classical calculations. We can store simulation data. We can store for different levels of theory. We can store the results. We can store.
Okay, so you will be at different. My question was more for what length and time scales you will go, but you will go for a multi-scale.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
got
and
it.
I think that can be really helpful. And actually, I just remember another thing I wanted to say is there are many people that use cloud or, you know, like the previous presentation, web services, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. These are very useful. That's why people are using mm-hmm. them. And I think it's good to move towards a more sort of unified approach
exactly,
to this.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's thank Elena again.